Blog Talk Radio.
As they play on in London, live from the studios of Teeing It Up in the swamps of Jersey and Daytona Beach, Florida, this is Teeing It Up Presents the Sunday Sprint. For a sprinting Sunday, 58 degrees on October 25th, 2015, I'm Jeremy Schilling, joined by Luke Morrill. Hello.
Good morning.
27:13 as we start these rushed 15 minutes from London, the NFL on Yahoo. In 5 seconds, in 10 seconds I will give you, did you ever expect a Rex Ryan offense to be this bad?
I shouldn't say I'm too surprised. This has become old hat, it seems, for Rex Ryan, and E.J. Manuel has looked terrible today.
This just has been a disaster. I always questioned why he went to Buffalo. I thought he went there more with his heart instead of his head. He never had a quarterback to start with. I don't know why he figured he'd have a good situation to begin with, and it's being exposed today by a defense in Jacksonville that I don't think anybody ever said was going to be the next coming of the Chicago Bears.
You know, I'm a fan of Matt Castle, and we'll talk about him a little later in his first start of the year this afternoon, but I thought he was the most talented quarterback on the Buffalo roster. I guess Rex Ryan and company didn't like what they saw, and they ended up trading him away for practically nothing, which maybe speaks to his value. But I'd rather have Castle than Tyrod Taylor or E.J. Manuel, and I think the Bills are – maybe finding that out, but certainly struggling with the guys that they've chosen.
One last thing. E and Awful Announcing are reporting that Maroon 5 will be the Super Bowl halftime show. Your thoughts?
Another bad pick.
Okay. This is Luke's musical picks. Okay. Now back to football. We start with the game of the day. I'm going to give you my pick right now. This is the game of the day. Jets, Patriots, give me a Vikings fan's perspective.
Well, I'm excited. You know, we can jump around here a little bit and say, I'll say that that's my game of the week as well, Jets, Patriots. But, you know, you have the top defense going up against the top offense statistically, and the old cliche is that, a good defense beats a good offense, but we're going to find out this afternoon. I think this is a good test for the Jets. I don't think they necessarily have to win. I think this is one of those games that if they just play well, perform well, and keep it close, it'll be a good sign for them moving forward. Because for me, at least, this has already been a surprise for the Jets. Now, if they're able to go into Foxborough and almost pull off the upset, or especially if they are able to beat the Patriots today, that really goes a long way for me as an outside perspective.
Me too. This is all bonus if they win today. I never expected 4-1 versus 5-0. First of all, Deion Lewis is inactive today. So that's a big break for the Jets. LeGarrette Blount and James White, who sounds like he could be a band member of Maroon 5. Doesn't James White sound like he should be a band member in one of those pop rock bands that are so big right now?
Well, that's the crazy thing about the Patriots. They could probably take Adam Levine and throw him back there and he'll have success.
Yes, exactly. Look, clearly that's a huge break for the Jets. Second of all, this Jet defense, which has been swarming and snarling and just causing problems after problems after problems, lo and behold, if they can somehow get Brady off kilter, we have a completely different ball game now, and now you're looking at a game where Fitzpatrick and Chris Ivory can make it a play or two. This could be tight going down the end. I don't think the Jets will win. I'm not predicting the Jets will win, but if they can win, I think it'd be a huge, huge break to go to 5-1 and in the first place with a temporary tiebreaker in that division. One other note for you: the Jets are going to have, or so they say, the entire main part of their secondary healthy. Buster Skrine back from a concussion, Marcus Williams back from an injury. That helps, and it makes you wonder, do they dare put Revis on Gronk?
I think it'll be a very good game, and I think the Jets will have the opportunity to win. as a Jets fan, you watch them play week in and week out. Has Chris Ivory become the most underrated running back in the league?
Potentially. When he's healthy and when he's pounding, it's hard to bring him down. And that's what's been so impressive about him. Now, the problem for him today, and this is something to keep in mind, is they don't have Bilal Powell, so it's a two-pronged running attack instead of three. So when you look at that, that's something to watch here, because getting Ivory rest has been an integral part of pounding Ivory.
Yeah, and they're going to need to be able to run the ball, keep Brady off the field, and Fitzpatrick, who averages almost three turnovers a game and seven career starts against Belichick, maybe ask him to do a little less as well.
It's going to be very important for them to pace Ryan Fitzpatrick and make sure that they don't put onus on him. That's a problem. If you try to have Ryan Fitzpatrick become Tom Brady, that just doesn't work. Now, trying to have Teddy Bridgewater play like Tom Brady is also a bad idea. We have the Vikings and the Lions here. Before we get to this game, by the way, who's your pick for Jets-Patriots?
I'm going to say Patriots, but I think it'll be close, one-score game.
Okay. Is there a possibility that if Vikings-Lions turned into a Detroit blowout or a Vikings blowout, that you switch?
No. I'll be paying attention, but no. Not switch.
Okay. We got Vikings, Lions. If the Jets and Patriots were not playing at 1 p.m., why should I pay attention to this awful football game?
Yeah, I know you don't like to give the Vikings any respect or even really, it seems, the NFC North at all. But, you know, the Lions are off to a tough start for sure. But this is, as a Vikings fan, this is kind of a scary game for me to go to Detroit against a division opponent, playing them for the second time in about 3 weeks here. And now, you know, Adrian Peterson with the illness, I think he'll definitely play. We'll see how effective he is. But, you know, the big thing for the Vikings is trying to find a way to win on the road. They only have one win in the division on the road in 2009, and that's pretty pathetic. If you want to make the playoffs, you got to be able to win on the road, and the Vikings are going to have to find a way to do that today against a one-win Lions team. Reason to watch, I just think it'll be a good game. The Lions, if they can get the – you know, when these two teams played a couple of weeks ago, it was a well-played and close game, and hopefully we get the same thing today and hopefully the same result.
Excuse me. I could care less about this game. To me, the Lions have a really interesting decision to make after the season. Is Matt Stafford our quarterback? If he's not, you got to move on. The Vikings obviously need more pieces around Teddy Bridgewater and AP, and they have to win some more close games. So these are two teams I don't think we'll be seeing much of come the end of the season, because let's be honest, this is the Packers division, and they're going to run away with it. Dallas and the Giants, this game shouldn't be interesting and should be one-sided, except for the fact that the Giants have trouble functioning as a normal football team sometimes, which could let a Matt Castle-led and Dez Bryant-less Cowboy team actually hang around.
And the Cowboys have won five straight against the Giants for whatever reason. They seem to have their number of late. But, you know, as I said earlier in the show, I'm a Matt Castle fan. I think he's the better quarterback to beat in, and maybe he could get that offense going even without Dez Bryant this week. But the Giants at home, divisional game against the Cowboys without their star receiver, with their now, I guess you could say, he's the third string quarterback at this point. I mean, this is a game at home that the Giants need to find a way to win and manage to finally beat the Cowboys, especially after the way they played last week in Philadelphia.
It's going to be interesting to me because Odell Beckham didn't get a lot of second-half targets last week against Philly. They still don't have Victor Cruz. They have a decent running game. They have a banged-up secondary. This is going to let the Giants get... Essentially, if the Cowboys, and especially the Cowboy offense, doesn't come to play, a nice free workout to play some football, essentially, and kind of work out their kinks. Because the big game, I think, for the Giants will be the next Philly game and the next Washington game. I think Dallas is just trying to tread water until Tony comes back. And then when Tony comes back, they got to put pedal to the metal. I don't think they're out of it. This division, Luke, is just not very good.
No, absolutely. I agree with you. The Cowboys just need to be able to stay afloat, and then they'll have a chance when Romo comes back to go on a run late to push themselves in the playoffs. And one of the other teams in that division, the Eagles, they're in Carolina tonight for the Sunday night game, taking on the undefeated Panthers, with Cam Newton playing pretty well, leading the team back late against Seattle and leading this Panthers team somehow to a perfect start.
To me, this game should be one-sided in favor of Carolina, but don't you have a feeling that this is the game where Carolina stumbles for some reason? National TV, a game they should have won and they falter. Carolina has never gotten over the hump, and now they're undefeated. They've got the whole world watching. Cam Newton's finally come into himself. This is a huge stage and a huge prove-it-to-me game.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. And as you said, undefeated at home, national TV, a game that they should win. And Cam's been playing pretty well, especially late in games, able to lead this team to victories without much talent at the wide receiver position with Kelvin Benjamin out this season. So it'll be a big game for Cam if he's able to continue to perform, or if he kind of, I don't want to say falls apart, but struggles under the big spotlight tonight. A big thing for the Panthers is that they have a good run defense, and for the Eagles, it seems to be their MO this year. They've won when they've been able to run the ball, and they've lost when they haven't been able to run the ball, and it could be a struggle to move the ball tonight. We've seen how poorly Sam Bradford's played.
Monday Night Football, Baltimore, Arizona. Two teams, Baltimore, that's just gotten off to a horrible start to the season. Arizona perennially doesn't get the attention they deserve. This should be an Arizona win. Do you think that people will be interested in this game?
I hope so. I hope it'll be a good game. But I think...
Hello?
On primetime games haven't fared well of late. And so usually those games are relatively close, and I hope the Ravens can keep it close Monday night. But the Ravens, to me, are just not a good team. The Cardinals are a much better team. They're at home. Carson Palmer's having a good year. The Ravens' defense is pretty terrible. So I think the Cardinals will win big, but hoping the Ravens can keep it close and interesting.
And this means, with 2 minutes left, it's time to move to the end of our radio program. We already gave the game of the day, so I will replace it with this. Which is more surprising? Both of these things happened. Chris Christie was kicked out of an Amtrak quiet car this morning, and Ryan Mallett missed the Texans team charter and had to fly commercial to the Dolphins.
Wow. More surprising, I'll say Christie.
I'm going to say Ryan Mallett. Chris Christie loves to yell and scream. Why is Ryan Mallett on a flight? You can't do that. He should have not have been allowed to go to Miami. That's horrible. Please, stay with your responsibility.
I agree.
Your sleeper game today.
I'll say the Texans-Dolphins. I think it'll be a good game.
Even with where they Ryan Mallett, who had a fly commercial, and like go say checkpoints.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go with New Orleans, Indianapolis for this reason. Obviously, this is a horrible game between two teams that are going nowhere. But like, don't you feel like the fuse could snap here for either of these two teams? You're gonna have one team that, you know, at home is going to be booed, or one team that's going to put up an abysmal performance on the road. So it's an interesting game in that regard. The game you most want to watch, the Las Vegas Invitational, too. It's now called the Shriners Hospital for Children Open.
I'll say Falcons-Titans with Tennessee's backup quarterback.
Tampa Washington. Just, I can't get excited for that game. The Survivor Eliminator Lock game, whatever you want to call
that
it.
Cardinals over the Ravens.
Yeah, I can see that. I can also see San Diego over Oakland. That game doesn't really interest me, and I think it'll be extremely one-sided. Your player to watch today?
I'll go with Fitzpatrick. 1-6 against Belichick. Needs to play well.
Can Chris Ivory function as a football player for the full 60 minutes? It's cliche. They got to do it. It's probably how the Jets win that game. And finally, 27-13, Jacksonville does lead through three quarters. Do they win this game, yes or no?
I certainly hope so with the large lead they had.
All right, and I say yes as well. Luke, thanks as always.
My pleasure as always.
Enjoy your football Sunday.